You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can do so many things at sexwithemily.com. You can ask me a question. Any of your sex questions will be answered, sex or relationships questions. You can vote in our poll. You can become a Friends with Benefits member, which we hope that everyone will be. You can read our blog. You can watch our videos. There's so much happening.
Yeah, and there's live video every single day.
Live
too.
Video every day of this show. This show is live video, 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday, except Wednesdays. So we're so happy to be here. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Yay.
I know. I'm
TGF, so happy.
So excited. Are you so happy it's Friday?
So happy.
Let me guess. You're going to rest and not do anything all this weekend.
No, I've got a huge weekend ahead of me. Yeah, I'm going to a wedding tomorrow night. One of my former interns is getting married, and that'll be fun, I think. And then I'm going to my party on Sunday in Golden Gate Park, and then I'm going sailing on the bay.
Sailing on the bay.
Have you ever done that?
No, because it's
freezing,
cold as shit.
Exactly. I'm kind of like, friend asked me, I'm like, yeah, sailing's like a great idea in theory on the bay, but it's so frigging cold in San Francisco. Even if it's hot, it's cold on the bay.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
Can you believe where I'm going on Saturday?
Where?
I hate to admit it.
Oh my God, wine tasting.
Not wine tasting, but I am going to a winery.
How did I know?
The only reason I'm going to the winery is there's a music festival at the winery. And it's not in Napa.
Where is it?
If it was in Napa, I would not go. It is in Livermore.
There's a winery in Livermore?
There's 50 wineries.
Oh, I knew that. That's right. Livermore is sort of like a mini wine country.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, maybe you'll have some nice Merlot.
Chardonnay. There's 25 bands.
Ugh, sounds awful. It'll be warm there, though.
Oh, no.
So that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to be there Saturday. I'm going to go to Pixar tonight, watch a movie.
Yeah?
I'm going to see Contagion.
Oh, yeah. I was just reading about that.
Really?
What? Yeah. It's supposed to be really good. Did it come out yet? Or?
I don't know.
I think it...
It's one of our
new Sex and News stories talks about Contagion.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They usually get movies beforehand, so it's probably not.
So do you go by yourself without me?
Sometimes.
I know, you never...
You want to be my plus one?
I always want to be your plus one. How many times do I have to tell you that I want to be your plus one and you never plus one me?
Next time I have a plus
one. Next time, blah, blah,
I'll take you. And if I invite you, you better not be going to some stupid wine tasting new restaurant opening. My friend is at some weird sex orgy... crap like that.
If I'm your plus one, I'm your girl.
If I invite you,
yes,
you better freaking go.
Of course.
All right.
Menace, done and done. Okay, everyone, listen, today's show, you can call us at any time at 415-992-7392. However, you can't call us from Skype, so that will not work.
Use your phone.
Use your cell phone, use your home phone if you've got one. 415-992-7392. We can answer all your questions or we can take your comments.
And there's a thing one of my coworkers reminded me of when I used to do my night show on the radio. I used to do a thing called Man Up Fridays.
Okay.
I like to bring that to this show.
Okay, do it.
Be a man, pick up the phone and call us. Don't, you know, try to talk through the computer or anything like that. Don't be a puss. Just call us up.
Just call us.
Be a man.
What's your freaking crush in your comments?
What's a tip that you can give about being a man? What do you think?
Be confident.
Be confident.
Be confident. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't say, I don't know what to do. And grab me and throw me against the wall sometimes and have sex with me.
Oh, hey.
Hey, ho. Is that right?
It's that easy?
Yeah.
In the confines of your home, not
like on the street when I'm walking away from here. It's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Good tips for men. God, I feel like I give them all the time, but I think that's some of them. And I would say if you like someone, ask them out. You've got nothing to lose. You're just going to sit and pine for some chick. If you like or ask her out the second you meet her or whatever, like, just do it. Go for it. That's what I got to say. Just go for everything if you're a dude. Okay. Today's show, it's hand job show part two. We got to finish up the hand jobs from yesterday. We're also going to talk about how to become a better kisser because, you know, if you're a bad kisser, it can be the kiss of death.
Yes,
your kid can be, your kids can be the kiss of death to the relationship, and that is a friggin' bummer. Mm. I have a friend who just got back. I told this yesterday, but she came back from a date. She was really excited. It was her third date, and she always waits to make out for, on the third date. And she's like, oh, I know we're going to make out tonight. I'm so excited. He's hot. He's all these things. Mm. And she was really attracted to him. And he comes in for the kiss. And it was like this sloppy, awful kiss. So we're going to teach you how to correct that, what not to do, because your kissing might be ruining your life, at least your relationships. So we're going to get into that. And then we're going to be reading your emails that you send to feedback@sexwithemily.com. So I want everyone to email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Well, oh, it's Free Friday, too. Mm-hmm. Hello. Free Friday. This show is free to everybody. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Free Fridays. Ooh, love it. You have to email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I will answer any of your sex, relationship, dating, marriage, love questions that you have. We will do that. And if you're a Friends with Benefits member, we answer your emails first. We answer them right away. You get priority. And that's amazing. We totally appreciate that. So happy Free Friday to everybody. And then we've also got sex in the news and the emails, some topics in the emails. It doesn't even say here what the topics are, so I'm just going to surprise you with the topics. Ooh. And we've got our poll.
You're really into polls.
I love our polls. We do two polls a week. Okay. What are you really into?
Huh?
Is this Man
I like
Up
hearing
Friday?
From the people. The people. Okay. I like the feedback. I love people emailing the show.
You don't like the polls, though?
I like the polls.
You hate the sometimes. Polls. Why do you hate my polls?
Because I didn't make them.
Dude, you don't do anything.
What?
I'm kidding.
I can't make you a poll.
But
the computer wouldn't be on right now if it wasn't for
you. Dude, nothing would be on right now if it wasn't for you. I get it, Menace. I get what you contribute to this world, to the Sex with Emily world. So I just got interviewed. This is something that stressed me out for my hometown paper, the Detroit Free Press.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing is this going to be for your family?
It's going to be embarrassing because she interviewed me for an hour about why I'm my sex life, and I mean not my sex life, but how is a nice, what's a nice girl from Michigan doing with a show called Sex with Emily?
Yeah.
Like, how does a nice girl from the Midwest get into sex? And so it was like questions about my childhood, and like I told her I played a lot with Barbie and Ken dolls, and she was like, I'm like, well, actually it was Barbie and G.I. Joe, because my brother had G.I. Joe and I thought Ken was kind of a pussy. And she said, well, did they have a good relationship? What kind of relationship was Barbie and Ken? And like, she was getting into my psyche. I was like, I don't remember, like they went to the beach in the Barbie beach bus. Anyway, it was intense. So then she's interviewing my mom and my brother, and she's doing profile piece because my book's coming out. Everyone, I've told you that my book is coming out October 11th. It's called Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight, and you can buy it online right now. You can pre-order it if you want, but we'll be talking a lot more about
that. Pre-order the hell out of it.
Pre-order the hell out of my book. I know.
You tell me nothing.
I know. It's on Amazon. You can buy it, or Simon & Schuster. And it is a friggin' awesome book. I'm really, really proud of it. Mm-hmm. And also, yeah, that's what I got. So it was a little stressful because it's like talking about yourself. Not that I don't like talking about myself, but for like an hour and getting into like why I am the way I am and what do my parents think of what I do. So I'm like, just talk to them and ask them. Good times. Maybe I'll talk to you, but you have to say nice things.
I would say nothing but nice things.
Mm.
I'd be a sweetheart.
Oh, you are sweet. You are sweet. Okay.
So, I try.
Yeah. So what else? Anything else that you need to share?
Nothing.
We were going to hang out last night and you were going to set up my DVR.
Yeah, I went to bed really early.
I know, and I was working till 7:30.
I know, what the hell?
What the hell? I was on a very important phone call, which I told you about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it went on and on and on. But and then I just, yeah, went home and worked some more, which was super fun. But this weekend, I'm feeling like I'm like chock full of plans. Tonight's a friend's birthday party, so I'm not going to sit home and work all weekend and be lame. Lame.
Are you going to hang out with any dudes?
A little bit.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Here and there, a little sprinkle.
A little sprinkle of guys. Sprinkling pepper and some men here and there. Don't really know. Don't really know what's going to happen. Yeah. And then we have a contest going on. We've gotten amazing responses to this. So everyone, keep it coming because we'll be picking a winner on Tuesday. The contest is, what would you give up for amazing sex? What in your life are you like, God, okay, I'll give up my iPhone for amazing sex. I'd give up chocolate, or I'd give up whatever. What would you give up for amazing sex? We've gotten some funny answers. You can tweet me. Tweet it to me, Sex with Emily, or Facebook. Or email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, because you'll be winning a special prize from adamandeve.com. And it vibrates, and it's phallic-shaped. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
It's phallic-shaped.
It's phallic-shaped, and it vibrates. And you'll be so psyched. So then, that's what I got to say about that. And then Monday's show, we'll be talking about crazy sex accidents. They're hilarious.
I can't wait for
Monday's show. I can't tell you.
Okay.
I can't reveal my sources. And then our poll. Okay, so here's where's our poll for last week. Here's the results. What's the naughtiest piece of media you've ever created? Okay, here's the results now. I know I've talked about it, but the results are 5% say dirty voicemails.
Because that's dumb.
I know, my interns came up with that. 24% says a sexy text message. A sexy text message. 24% also said a sex tape. And 47% said nude photos.
Nude photos?
Everyone's taking nude pictures. Does anybody pay attention to the media where all your nude photos are showing up, like on the cover of the paper, cover of the internet, all over the internet, yeah, or whatever? Like, it's not. Even if you trust this person and you're in love and you're like, it's a really good idea for me to send him a picture of me naked right now, it's not a good idea. Least, can I ride the wave of that message?
No, you're just being
a
lady.
You know, like Nancy Reagan was like no on drugs and like every, yeah, like the Hillary Clinton was all about healthcare. Can I be all about like no on naked pictures?
It's all about.
Can that be my platform?
Look.
When I go to the top, okay, no on nudity. No. Pictures.
Here's the
Why
deal?
Not?
Here's the deal. How about this? If you're afraid that somebody else might see the nude photo, then you shouldn't take the photo. How about that?
Yeah, but they think, oh, it's my boyfriend and I'm in love. Less do they know that they're going to break up in 5 minutes. So yeah, don't even trust your boyfriend. Don't trust your boyfriend.
Why are you trying to keep nude photos off the internet,
because
Emily?
I think because once you take a nude photo, it's out there, and this guy, when you break up with him and you dump him and cheat on him or break his heart or he breaks your heart, he's going to show it to all his buddies if he hasn't already. For sure he's drunk. So especially if you send in like a drunk naked photo, it's likely that your boyfriend's drunk on the other end and he's sitting at a table with his friends and he's going to be like, check out what I just saw. Right? Don't guys share?
No, I wouldn't share that. Not my girlfriend. Hell no. Right, maybe some random whore.
Haven't
maybe
any of your friends ever shared a picture of their girlfriend with you?
No.
Or their girl that they're sleeping with?
Nope.
They've never been like, check out her rack?
Mm-mm.
Look at my phone, look at her rack?
Nope.
Never?
Why would you want to show?
I think that guys do that.
No. That you guys would do that. Okay. Oh, check out his penis and blah, blah. Because you guys are way more filthier than guys are.
Well.
You have this perception that, oh, guys are just, you know, going in just detail. They're like, this is the only detail that happens. Did you have sex with her?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. That's it. There's no like, oh, I did this and did that. That's we think that's gross sharing that.
Really? I think it's like, did you bang her? Do you want to bang? I think guys goes like this. Like, did you bang her? Yeah. Or did you bang her? No. Do you want to bang her? Yeah. Did you bang her friend? I'd want to bang her friend or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of like, it's not like, oh, because the thing is like, we don't think
we talk about
hot.
The kissing.
We don't think there's hot. We don't think it's hot because there's another guy in what's being like described. You know, if it was like two girls going at it, we're like, oh, I saw this girl totally go down on this other chick. It was hot, and then she put her finger there and there, and then went and did that. Then yeah, guys would get.
But you don't want to hear about another penis.
I don't hear about my friend being naked. That's gross.
Yeah, I don't know. I do, but that's what I do for a living.
No, but you guys are filthy. Like, women share that kind of stuff all the time.
All the time, especially me, because I need to know how every single of my friends' orgasms, like on top or bottom. Or did you have an orgasm?
No,
my first question. They're like, did you have sex? Did you have an orgasm? I always want to know.
Yeah, guys don't share that kind of stuff. And then it's weird because, you know, when how can I share this without getting too much stuff away? But like when friends, girls and stuff like that, or they're like in a clique or something like that, and then they ended up sleeping with like the same guy. Girls seem like way more cool with that kind of stuff than guys.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends who have slept with the same guy. I've had in the last few weeks 3 girls call me about the same guy. They're boning.
Yeah, and they're
banging.
They're all sometimes they're like giving high fives to each other like that. Guys, they don't like that.
No, you wouldn't want to be sleeping with the same girl as your friend. Yeah, that's true. I think that some women are okay with that.
See, you guys are way more filthier than we are. So don't say that we're there describing things because we're not.
I know, but I feel like.
I'm not going to share naked pictures with my friends.
But I've had guys show me naked pictures that girls have sent them. So I just assume they show them to you too.
No.
Maybe they think that your morals are so strong they don't show them to me. They're like, hey, Emily, look at this hot chick. But what else? Okay, so new poll. The new poll is, what is your favorite way to be kissed? Since our show is about kissing today.
My penis.
Here are the options. I didn't say favorite place. I said favorite way.
Oh, damn it.
Lots of tongue. Open mouth with minimal tongue. Aggressive with some biting. A long closed mouth peck. Like a long sensual closed mouth peck. Which one?
I would say open mouth, minimal tongue.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that.
That's what I would go with.
Open mouth, minimal tongue. What do you think? Sexwithemily.com. Go there, find out, do it. And also, if you want 3 months free of Sex with Emily, which is amazing, all you got to do is go like our Facebook fan page, and we'll be picking a winner every single day for the next few weeks. And you can get 3 months free. As you know, we're doing 4 shows a week, friends with benefits. You get toys, you get presents, you get things, you get answers to your emails.
Oh, I was just thinking about this kiss that I saw on television. It was on the Jersey Shore. It was
Dude, you gotta watch other things.
It was between Dina and Pauly D, and she's like basically ripping his bottom lip off. Like she's pulling on it, and it's just yanking on it. It's
like her teeth.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah. And I've had that happen before. I don't like it.
You don't like it? You don't like the bottom lip tug? Yeah. I don't mind it. I think the thing about kissing is that you need a variation. So I wouldn't mind, but I can't remember the last time. Don't they usually do I guess they do the bottom lip, not the upper lip. Yeah. Can't remember. But I have had bed kissers. I can't remember. But I kind of like the little peck thing. But you don't like when girls do that to you.
No.
Okay. Good to know. But I did learn something new about you yesterday because I thought you didn't like your balls touched all around. I always assume men is no balls, but you did say it was okay to put them in if a woman put them in her mouth.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like illuminating. That's new information.
Nice, that's a nice place to put them. Correct.
I was like, never touch men's balls. Okay, girls. Like, I feel like I'm doing it. Women you date should listen to the show because I feel like learn. Shouldn't. What?
They shouldn't. I'll be totally embarrassed.
Really? Yeah. I'll be embarrassed too. People. I always assume no one's like, none of my friends are listening. No one's
when
listening.
When I go, I've gone out with girls that have listened to the show after we've gone out, and then they'll say something about, because I'll be describing something that happened between them and I.
Oh, really?
And then I'll be totally embarrassed. I can't even talk about it.
I know. I'm so embarrassed too. And they're like, yeah. Oh, so you da, 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 da. I know. I'm like, I'd rather guys that I'm dating not listen.
No, they should.
I mean, in a way,
especially
okay,
the guys that you date.
I've gone in phases where I've thought that this would be very helpful because I'm talking about all of my beliefs.
But the problem is when you date multiple people, then you can't
talk
about
it. That's when I get into trouble. When I'm dating multiple people and they're all listening and they don't know who I'm talking about and I'm not particularly saying nice things, that's bad.
That's why you got to use, you don't use names.
I never use names unless I slip. But I've never used names. I change their names. I change their age. I change the time I've dated them. Also, if you want 30 minutes free of Fire TV, you just have to go to firetv.com, become a Friends with Benefits member. You have to sign up for an account there. You do to put in your credit card, but they won't charge you. And it's Fire TV is the Netflix of porn. You get 20,000 porn titles. It's amazing. So check out Fire TV. It's my new favorite thing. And that's what I got. We can go into some news if you'd like. Menace, how are you feeling about sex news?
I am excited to see what you came up with, Contagion, on how that's going to be in the sex news.
Okay.
Contagion is a movie coming out with...
I'll tell you. Matt Damon.
That whore. What's her name?
Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, it's a story
about
her.
She's like slept with every single...
No, she has. She's been married for years.
Yeah, but she's like dated every dude in Hollywood.
A lot of dudes in Hollywood. Good for her.
They always say that she's had all the golden dicks in Hollywood.
Wow.
That's
like Ben Affleck. Oh, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. I think she was with Clooney.
Good for her.
I can see her. I can pull it up right now.
Wow, that's awesome. Good for her with the golden dick. She should get an award for that.
What's crazy is like you never see her with
her
husband.
Already won an Oscar, but she should get like a phallic-shaped phallic-shaped award for sleeping with all those hot men.
Yeah.
So some sex in the news is China sex ed dolls. Last week, Shanghaiist, it's a newspaper, yeah. I guess, posted pictures of young children learning about the human body by playing with dolls that feature very lifelike parts, including genitalia with pubic hair. I'm worried that it's not good for the kids' sexual knowledge so early. So the Associated Press reports in 2009, a study found that while 2/3 of adolescents and young adults and child had very limited levels of sexual reproductive health knowledge, they were open to premarital sex. So whatever, people are upset with these China sex dolls. They need more sex education in China, for sure. That's a huge population. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't just have
random. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's massive. So I've
So are there going to be Emily sex dolls?
Yes, I would like to make a sex doll one day.
Would you?
Yeah. Oh, of me?
Yeah.
Like an Emily action figure?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. What would you do with it? Like a blow-up doll?
What would you do with it? Let me see.
You mean like a Sex with Emily blow-up doll?
Yeah.
Awesome.
If you want to see that, people, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
feedback@sexwithemily.com. Do you want an Emily blow-up doll?
Yeah. And if you
get really smiley and friendly.
You get enough votes, it might happen.
Okay. Vote for me. Vote for the blow-up doll. Okay, Menace, this is for you. Straight Grindr is here. We always talked about, so Grindr is an app that is for the gay community, mm-hmm. right? Mostly or exclusively?
Grindr is definitely exclusive for the gay.
Right. Yeah. So it's an app that gay men can download for their smartphone and they can find other single men in their proximity, right? And they can track them and whatever. So if you have gay male friends, you've probably heard them mention Grindr at least once, if not 1,000 times. And Menace has mentioned it a lot too, which I'm not sure because I don't think he's gay, but he likes to talk about it. For those of you not familiar with the app, the GPS technology to track other gay men in your vicinity available for meetups. Basically, you can look at your phone, find out which men are at the same bar or at the same block at the moment. You can check out their stats and phone, chat, and decide in a meeting place if you choose. Soon, they'll be able to draw, others call it a slutty hookup heaven. And other people say it's revolutionized your dating life. So is it revolutionized your dating life or is it making you a slut? Probably a little bit of both. Soon we'll be able to draw our own conclusions. This week, the company is launching a version of the app for heteros called Project Amicus. A-M-I-C-U-S.
Okay.
And you're thinking it won't work for straight people.
Well, do you know what's funny is I was reading Twitter the other day and I think it was maybe Gawker. Is that where you got this story?
Don't know.
No. Gawker tweeted out, finally, the Grindr app for straight people is here. It will never work.
Yeah, that's what you always say. It won't work.
Yeah, I think they were listening to the show and took that tweet.
They probably did listen to the show because it won't work. Because why, you think? Because we're too...
No, because
then
the
dudes
thing
will just be like,
it's
weird.
It's just going to be 1,000 dudes and one maybe horny chick. It's not... They're not on... the same level.
You think that women aren't going to be like, oh, there's a hot guy sitting over there. You never know. It could revolutionize the way people date.
No, I'm just saying the percentages of women, there's going to be one woman. Shampoo, well, sorry. I'm trying to find that Gwyneth Paltrow list. There's the percentage of guys versus women. It's just going to be overwhelming. For every one chick, there's going to be, honestly, there'll probably be 100 guys.
Right.
For every one chick. Which you might think that's awesome.
100 guys for a chick?
Yeah.
Sign me up. I'll do it.
So, yeah, women.
But what if I'm out with my friends and we're having, like, drinks with girls night out, and then we're like, oh, there's hot guys over there. Let's go.
It's all up to women to make this app work.
I'd like to try. I'd like to try it just for fun. Just like how I want to try online dating and how I want to try speed dating.
Let's download that.
I want to try all different kinds of dating. Like, I think that that's my job here in the universe. So I can try these things and let you know if it works or not.
I'll download it right now.
Okay, awesome. I think it's launching next week, though. Okay, gay marriage inspired Joy Behar to marry boyfriend after 29 years. She was with her boyfriend for 29 years and never got married.
Really?
But she explains why she and her boyfriend Steve Janowitz decided to get married last month after 29 years. She says, after a honeymoon for 29 years, we decided to ruin it and get married. The passage of gay marriage in New York, we did have an influence on me. It brought to my consciousness why gays needed to get married, and I thought if it was a good reason for me to get married, and so did Steve, so we did it. If he was going to get down on one knee, I wanted to be during time when he could still get up from one knee because he's old. Yeah. So she thought just because gay marriage is so contentious and if they gays can get married in New York, and she should do it herself. 29 years and not married.
Yeah,
my mom went 10 years without getting married to her third husband, which I thought was impressive.
29 years. Well, how long has Stedman and Oprah been going? That's
long. 30 years maybe?
Yeah.
Long time. But they never got married.
People do it.
People are going to stop getting married soon. But I'll let them do it for now. Okay.
It usually was like for financial gain. Like,
right,
but
it helped
now,
you. But it doesn't really anymore.
No, it doesn't at all.
I know. Like, what are the benefits of getting married?
Nothing.
Feedback at 6:30.
Especially when you're a guy, you get screwed over in California.
Yeah, that's true.
No matter
but
what.
You want to get
no matter
married.
If I would love to get married. I should move to another state, though. Because even if your chick cheats on you, That whore
gets half of everything.
Goes behind your back, sleeps with some other guy. She gets half of everything and then gets to hang out with the new guy that has money too and probably takes half of his shit too. Like, it's
Menace.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like that. It should be...
if a woman makes more money than a guy, same thing.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't matter how much money you make. Like,
you
the
get
one
half of everything.
That's not... That's not right. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, you do get half. Women get half. I don't think all the men's income. What do you mean?
But I don't think that's right.
Yeah, you do. It is. It's an equal, what's it called? Equal state, whatever.
I don't think that is right more.
Oh, it's not right. You're not saying that I'm wrong. You're saying it's not right.
Yeah. Hello.
You're not going to change that.
We're here.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
I just don't think it's right because you get everything that you pay for. So if you're a woman, you have a job, you get to keep all the belongings that you paid for. If you put a certain amount of money into a house, then you should get all the money back from what you put into that house.
Right. La, la, la. Perfect world.
It should be
Wouldn't
equal.
Happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen, though. Yeah. But I feel like I should have already been married and divorced by now.
Why do you keep on saying that lately? What's going on?
I just feel like I should have gone through the whole divorce process by now.
No. That's
stupid thing to say.
Stupid thing. I don't want to say it, but
it's
like...
It's a really stupid thing to say.
It's terrible.
But I kind of feel like...
Why? Why would you want to go through all that drama?
I don't want to get married and divorced, but I feel like I could see it have already happening to me by now. Just so I could have experienced it. Not that I might still experience marriage, because I messed up. I went through a lot of divorces in my life. So anyway, I just think that I could have seen that already happening to me by now, except for the fact that I never wanted to get married.
You're not going to get married.
I'm not getting
married. Going back to Gwyneth Paltrow real quick.
Go ahead. Who's she banged? Who has she banged?
She hooked up with Robert Sheen Leonard. You would know him if you saw him.
Okay.
Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Ben Affleck. Chris Hines. I think that's
Yeah, he's like a Hines ketchup.
Yeah. Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, he's cute, right?
You know who he is. Here's the pictures. There. And then Scott Speedman.
Oh, I know him.
Bryan Adams. Okay, that's odd. some Prince of Spain. Luke Wilson.
Oh, Luke Wilson, I love.
And
I would do Luke Wilson in a heartbeat.
Some random guy, and then now Chris Martin.
It's a pretty good run.
Pretty good one. Now you're locked up with kids. But yeah. They're never photographed with each other together.
I know, why?
Because I secretly think he's gay.
Okay, well we're going to get into it. Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Okay, a new book says black women should marry white men.
What?
Is marriage just for white people? Asks author Richard Banks.
What?
So, meet Audrey Jones. She's 39, attractive, multilingual. She's got a big job at a multinational consulting company in Washington, but she's not a big ego. She's funny, thoughtful, and smart.
Mm-hmm.
There's just one thing missing from her life.
What?
A husband. At this point, I thought I'd be married with children, she says. I'm trying to get to a point where I accept that marriage may never happen. Her situation may not be ideal, but she is a poster child for a breed of African-American like women like her, educated, successful, family-minded, yet persistently single on a seemingly endless hunt for middle-class black man to fit into her family portrait. But in a culture where the black male middle class is shrinking, if it's not already invisible, one in four black men will end up in jail. Fewer than half graduate from high school. Audrey is stuck in the center of a new book called African-American Marriage Decline. And it says sociologists have lamented the marriage crisis among the black poor. They think that African-American women are half as likely as white women to be married and twice as likely never to marry.
Wow.
Very interesting. Is marriage for white people, and that's the name of the book.
I think eventually there will only be one race.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It will.
That's kind
because
of
there's so, I mean, here in California, there's so many...
I know.
Interracial couples. I'm trying to think if I know anybody that's really married the same race.
Yeah. I guess a lot of my friends too. I don't even think about it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. This wedding tomorrow night is like mixed race. You don't even think about it because we live in this wonderland.
Yeah.
Where everything goes. Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow is my next story.
Whore.
Whore.
Just kidding.
Gwyneth Paltrow still admires.
An awesome blog about high society living.
You don't like her? Do you think she's hot?
No, yeah, I think she's good looking.
Okay.
She's good looking.
I never know with you who you think is hot or not. But no, she's not your type, blonde.
No, she's not my type, but...
But you do her if it happened, if the situation came to it.
Yeah, if I had to.
She on your wank list?
She's not on my...
Remember that came from yesterday?
Yeah. She's not on my wank list, but...
This week was actually really good shows, so everyone should go back and listen to the shows from this week and become a Friends to Benefits member. She's on your list. Okay.
But I mean, if she was in the room and she was down, I guess I would have sex with her.
You would? That's so cool.
But she has
so
kids.
Would I.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to pay for no kids, though.
You won't pay no kids. Well, that's Chris Martin will take care of that.
Oh, yeah. He has money.
But Gwyneth Paltrow still admires her famous friends who have cheated. While promoting her new movie, Contagion, mm-hmm. with co-star Matt Damon at the Venice Film Festival. Gwyneth Paltrow was asked a hot button topic about cheating. And she said, I'm a great romantic, but I also think you can be a romantic and a realist. Life is complicated and long, and I know people that I respect and admire and look up to have had extramarital affairs. She says, we're flawed. We're human beings, and sometimes you make choices that other people are going
cheated.
To judge.
That's what cheaters say.
That's their problem, but I think the more I live my life, the more I learn not to judge people for what they do. I think we're all trying to do our best, but life is complicated. So who is she talking about, her famous friends who have cheated? Does she like BFFs that have cheated? Because it's saying that she's saying that she still admires her friends who have cheated.
Well, never admitted, but Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Because he was married to Jennifer Aniston, and then he was doing a movie.
Yeah, he for sure cheated. If anyone thinks that cheating did not go on, it totally went on. Mm-hmm. They were like living in the same state filming a movie, like far from home, and then all of a sudden they hook up. Yeah, they for sure cheated. Mm-hmm. How can they not admit that? It's so obvious he cheated on her. So
but
sad.
But they haven't admitted it. So
it's obvious. They were on a movie together, and like 5 minutes later, mm-hmm. they're in Africa, and they're having sex. It's done and done.
They're having sex in Africa?
Yeah, didn't they? Don't you remember that? I kind of remember that.
And they're adopting babies.
Yeah, exactly. Like 100 children.
They have like 6 children.
She's probably psyched she's not with them anymore, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. No, I was just thinking about, I think it was him or somebody was commenting on how she likes to toke. Like, and he wasn't into that.
Marijuana?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like she was a toker.
I like her.
And she, I think she's cool.
I toke with her. I think he toked too, though, I heard.
Yeah, but I think he was like, you know, he was hanging out with Angelina Jolie, and he was above that by that time. So he was
above toking?
Yeah.
Who are these people? You should be down with it.
Yeah.
Okay, we can move into some emails now, because that's all the sex in the news I have today, unless you have something to add. How's your sex in the news?
No news
stories.
Any
sex in your news? Any sex in your future?
Since the last time we talked, no. In my future, no plans. But apparently there's the music festival, there's going to be this big after party at the winery.
Okay.
And there's going to be like a mansion, and it's going to be a private party. So ooh. Maybe I'll run into some
hot
floozy
ladies.
There.
Some floozy and doer when I'm wasted. Yeah, that sounds awesome, Menace. Just use protection.
I'm just going to drink wine and talk.
Perfect.
About,
you're going to drink wine?
No.
They'll have other stuff there.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
It's going to be, it's a bunch of bands. There's going to be beer there.
Okay.
But I hate beer.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, you like weird drinks.
No, because I want to get drunk and then you have to drink like 1,000
not
beers.
Not me. I need 2 glasses of wine or 2 beers and I'm drunk.
Okay.
But I'm a lightweight.
What are you doing after
cheap
this?
Date.
You want
exactly.
2 beers?
Yeah, totally. Can we blow off the rest of the day and just get drunk? Because I've got a lot to do and I don't feel like doing any of it. Okay. So emails. You have a new fan of the show because I put your advice to practice. It's a long story, but it had 3 very happy endings for her. First time. 3. She couldn't wait to look you up online. Be well, Jeff. Awesome! So Jeff wrote in that it's a long story and hopefully he'll write more, but he gave a woman 3 orgasms because he listened to Sex with Emily. This is why people need to subscribe to the show, okay? I'm not like whatever, tooting my own horn here, but I have to say that I've saved and helped and enhanced thousands upon thousands upon hundreds of thousands.
Okay.
I see how big I can go. Sex lives of people, because you listen to the show, we give you practical advice every day that you can use. So I hope you will become a Friends with Benefits member and support the show, because it means a lot to us and it means we can keep bringing you more sex information every day. I love Jeff. I love him. I love that that happened. He gave her 3 orgasms for her first time because he listened to the show. But I want to know, he was like in a rush. I'm like, what did you do? Like, why did she have the 3 orgasms? What did you do? Jeff, email me back.
Explain in
detail.
Explain.
We need to know. I mean, I appreciate that that happened, but okay. Hey, Emily and Menace. I love the show. I found it on iTunes searching for sex. Surprise, surprise. I'm a 22-year-old gay male in a 6-month relationship, and while I don't believe in the perfect relationship or the perfect person, it would be beneficial for me to hear about a long-term male gay couples who are committed and monogamous, a true rarity among the gay community. I strongly feel the dynamic of 2 males being in a relationship is not completely understood or even studied for that matter. Thus, it would be nice to get advice and tips on relationships that pertain to gay relationships, or maybe you could suggest reading material. Love, Trevor from Nebraska. P.S. Emily. Oh, he wrote in yesterday, too. I think you will know when you have found a guy you truly love, when you choose a date, when you choose a date with him over going to your ex's cabin. Because I go to my ex's cabin. And I agree with Menace. I'm sure people get down and dirty at the cabin. I mean, seriously, the plethora of sex toys you have plus lots of horny women and wine equals troubles. Add an ex in the mix is disaster.
She just lies to you people.
I'm not lying. I went to the cabin and I had no sex.
We just hang out at the cabin.
We do.
You know, just me, two single guys just hanging out at the cabin.
I'm telling you, I got a naked shower outside. They don't even look. I swear to God.
Right. Right.
I swear on my life, we're such good friends. You don't have friends like this. They don't care.
You had a naked shower outside. Two straight males were there and they didn't look.
No.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, always. But no, they didn't look.
How do you know they didn't look?
There's a curtain around. It's an outdoor shower.
Oh, so they didn't peek through the curtain.
No, but I got undressed and got in the shower. And
they weren't in the cabin masturbating.
They were on the deck. They could have peeked around, but I just know. And in a sense, can I be honest? I wouldn't care.
Good.
But
she
I don't
just, like not use the thing. Just,
not use the curtain?
Not
just
use the curtain,
like,
yeah.
Suds up my whole body for them?
Check out my ass, fellas. I know you want a piece.
I know you want this ass. You want to tap my ass. I know it's hard for people to explain, but when you have long-term friendships, and exes make perfect
best
friends.
These guys
want
to sleep with you, right?
No.
Have you slept with any of them?
One, my ex.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, the other guys.
No, the other guy doesn't want to sleep with me at all. In fact, I even asked him. I'm like, you don't care. You would never. We're the only ones who've been up together.
Hey,
he's
lying.
He's not lying. He's not lying. Not everybody wants to sleep with me. I swear to God.
No, I'm just, guys just want to like sleep with women.
If right,
you're
right,
like
right.
At a cabin and you're the only woman
single
there.
Single woman.
Why wouldn't he want to sleep with you?
I mean, maybe.
Yes, maybe.
No,
what?
No. Okay, let's go back to Trevor's real question, and that is P.S. His P.S. was about me, but his question is about he's 22-year-old in a 6-month relationship, and he doesn't believe in the perfect relationship, so he's wondering more about gay relationships. We haven't done a lot of gay relationships lately, but I guess living in San Francisco, he lives in Nebraska.
Yeah.
But living in San Francisco, I know so many men who are in healthy gay relationships. And it doesn't mean that they've been together for a long time, 10, 20 years. And I just think that they do have different rules. Sometimes they give each other a hall pass. Sometimes they're more in an open relationship where they can sleep with other people, but they have to be honest about it. I mean, they have different rules. I don't think they're your traditional monogamous relationship, a lot of them. But maybe we should get one of our gay friends on here who's in a couple and talk about their relationship.
Man, to be honest, I don't really know too many.
Oh, I do. I know a few
that are just.
I do.
Mean, I knew one, but they ended up breaking up after like 15 years.
Yeah, I know. I know those two, and someone cheated. I just think in the gay community, it's different with cheating and having more free-flowing sex.
Yeah.
I think that it's
a guy. I mean, I don't know about females. I don't know how lesbians work because I don't really have any lesbian friends, I don't think. Maybe I have one, but I haven't talked to her in a long time.
Right.
And I don't know how free-flowing it is. I have a lot of gay guy friends, and they're just all about the boning, you know?
Right.
They're all about it. I mean, they have relationships where they have boyfriends, but their relationship is open.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of the gay couples I know have the hall pass or have open relationships, but they're still together and monogamous.
And then I go, I asked them, I go, when you're in the club for like 10 minutes and you're already taking a guy home, like, how does that happen? And they go, it's just a look. You just give them a look.
Yeah, it's like a look. Like, totally. That's what they do. They hook up so much easier. So much easier.
I wish I would just have like tractor beams to a chick and just look at them and like, all right. That's
you could,
it.
Menace.
So I don't have to talk to them forever.
I think you could do that. You could play that game.
No
you just
way.
Don't pick up women. You wait for them to throw themselves at you.
No way.
Which I don't know how that's going, but I would hit on women if I were you. But he's saying it's monogamous and it's rare in the gay community, but he lives in Nebraska. So I'm saying, Trevor, come out to San Francisco and I'll introduce you to some nice people who are in couples and you can talk to them about their relationships. And maybe we should bring some of them on the show. I think it was great. We should bring some. Excuse me. I'm tired. Okay. Not really, though. I just yawned. Do you ever yawn and you're not tired? Okay.
No. Well, it's contagious, too.
Okay.
Yawning.
Are you going to yawn now? Crazy.
I'm fighting it right now.
Okay, you're fighting the yawn?
Okay. It's Friday. What are you going to drink today? Not that I'm alcoholic. You pick, you Like, what you paint this picture of me just wasting.
I don't paint a picture of you as an alcoholic, and no. I'm just joining in the choir.
I just believe there should. I'm just going to start my own religion, and I believe that sex is enhanced by alcohol. I don't
sex. You don't even remember the sex you have, probably.
I'm sure it's awesome. And I come highly recommended.
Do you take notes in your diary?
Yeah. No, I just think that, you know, as long as
you're nervous.
If you're alcoholic, that's not good. You need to get help. But if you can, you know, pace it out like I do.
Why do you think sex is so much better when you're having alcohol?
Because there's this thing where you can prolong the experience with alcohol. You know what I'm saying?
No. So you don't ejaculate?
Yeah, you won't be a one-minute man. I don't know, like,
are you a one-minute man when you don't have alcohol?
No, but I won't be able to go as long as if I didn't have alcohol.
How do you know? See, that's so messed up.
How?
Because you need to work on it. You need to pregame. You need to do the stop and starting mm-hmm. method. But I think that alcohol is just numbing your senses. I don't think that I think that you're drunk, so, like, everything's great. Like, eating this dirt on the ground tastes great right now because I'm drunk.
No, but pizza when
pizza's
you're drunk
amazing
is
when you're drunk.
Delicious.
Yeah, yeah, but how would that pizza be? You know what I mean? I don't really believe that your sex is enhanced when you're drunk.
Well,
I think
I
you don't remember
get a bunch
it.
Of people on the phone that would disagree with you.
Yeah, if all your alcoholic friends doesn't count. Don't count, okay? Okay, E.
You never heard drunk sex is the best sex?
No, only from you, honey. I disagree. I have a lot of friends who are actually sober and don't drink, and they said that their sex life is so much better now that they're sober.
Because they're just boring.
You
now.
Should try sober sex. It's really good.
I do have sober sex.
In the morning?
Once in a while, here and there.
You probably haven't in a long time.
Yeah, I have.
I don't advocate drunk sex that often. I mean, sure, it's fun when you remember and then you wake up hungover and then you have sex in the morning and then... And then no one can have an orgasm because you're all hungover. It's weird.
No, I feel dirty.
You do?
Yeah.
You want a shower?
I want a shower. Mm-hmm. And then we can have sex again.
Oh, okay.
It's all good. I'll have sex again in the morning. Just let me get a quick shower in.
Oh, okay. You're really into your shower.
Yeah, like you don't have to shower. It's fine. It's just me. I feel kind of...
Right, because you have all that alcohol spillage all over you.
Yeah.
And dribble. Right, I got it.
In my hot
But
sex.
I really think that men should try to have sober sex.
You're acting like I never do. I do.
You don't. You never have, as far as I'm concerned. God. Okay, E, what's your advice and or thoughts about anal sex? And if you want to ask your girlfriend to try it with you, do most women reject anal play? And I am very aware of the risks and know that the parts of the body need to take extra time and care and always have safe sex. All the best to you, Bruce. What are my thoughts about anal sex? I think anal sex is
Dear Emily,
a nice accoutrement.
I want to stick it in my girlfriend's butt. What do you think?
I think you got to start slow. I think that you could ask her, or you could just start when you're fooling around, you could put your finger, you could start to circle her anus with your finger with lube and see how she feels about it. And if she doesn't push your finger away and freak out, then you could start slowly inserting a finger in and see how that feels. And then slowly just see how she reacts to it. And then if you do that, she put another finger in, she might be more open to anal sex. And then you could talk about it. Hey, have you ever been interested in anal sex? So I think you start slow. You don't just like stick your penis inside of her anus. You would take it slow and you could ask her, or you could just try to, I think that's what a lot of guys do. They just kind of play with that area and see how she reacts. She freaks out and jumps. That doesn't necessarily mean no. It just means that maybe she's never had it before, but it doesn't mean she's not curious about it. So you could also be like, ask her, like, did you like that? Does that feel good? And if she's like, no, it feels awful, well, then you know your answer. But if she's like, well, I don't know, it's kind of weird, I'm not used to it, well, then your door's still open, so to speak. The back door. The back door is still open. Don't you think it's good just to play around? Not, I don't know that you've
ever had anal
sex,
then you also kind of like talk about it beforehand, maybe just in a joking manner. Don't act like you're serious. Just say, oh,
what are you talking about? Oh like, my God, I want to F you in the ass.
Whoa, you're loud right now. All right. No, you just kind of joke about it like, oh, yeah, you know, if, like I put it in your butt. And then just like keep laughing and then see what her
see if she laughs back.
Yeah. And then she might be open to it. But then if she's like, nope, never do that. I had an ex, which I was kind of, the subject came up. I wasn't like trying to ask her about it, but she's like, oh, only gay people do that.
I was like, there you go. I'm
like, okay, then I should not date you either.
Right. But why? Do you
like
anal
sex? Have that kind of, no,
just
like
that attitude towards
that. That attitude towards it. Like,
right. It's kind of ignorance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. A lot of things that with me that affects my how I'll be sexually with a woman is their attitude, just on things that don't even have to do with sex.
Right. Exactly. You know? No, it says a lot. Their attitudes about different things, if they're uptight. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So hopefully that answered your question. I think it did. And we got to get into our sex tips because this day is just flying by because it's Free Friday and Sex Friday.
You didn't tell me what drink you're going to drink after this.
Oh, I'm going to drink wine because I'm going to a girlfriend's birthday party tonight. It's all girls. And we all have to bring a bottle of red, bottle of white.
We're going to have a little drink after the show.
Now?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Maybe one.
Really? Where? Seriously?
There's a St. Regis over here I like.
Oh my God, I love the St. Regis.
Yeah.
Can we really go drink?
Yeah.
Because I sort of have stuff to do, but like...
Well, F it. It's Friday.
I love that idea.
Okay.
Okay, but I have to get my dog.
Oh, damn.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. See, dog. See?
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Honey,
there you go.
I didn't mean to get a dog. I didn't mean to get a dog. It was, she was given to me.
Oh, this is the story now? All right, everybody. Quick recap. I know you listen to the show all the time. And didn't she kind of say, oh, yeah, the dog is gone. I have one of my ex-men take care of the dog. And now she walked into the studio real quick. Oh, yeah, I had the dog with me, but I knew not to bring the dog to the studio because he would get mad. I'm like, what is the dog doing still in your life?
St. Regis allows dogs.
But we're not staying at the hotel.
Doesn't matter. They allow dogs. Let's go there. I love it.
You're tripping right now.
You think?
Yeah. I'm not going to be in a hotel lobby bar with the dog.
Okay, we at least have to go back and walk her.
Or we
could drink in South Park. We'll work it out.
Okay.
I love drinking in the middle of the day, even though I have a ton
day
of
drinking.
Crap to do.
It's amazing.
Okay. So day drinking is amazing. I agree. I gotta do hand jobs part two, but we're running out of time-ish.
Okay, let's do hand jobs. You can do sex tips on Monday.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
People like the hand job stuff. So what did we leave out from yesterday?
This is what we
Hocus pocus that you're putting on all the people.
I think that
with
let
the fairy
me recap.
Dust on top of it. Okay.
I think that hand jobs are a lost art. And I think that women, I'm talking about like heterosexual, like women, couples, that they think I'm going to perform oral sex on him. I'm going to have sex with him, intercourse with him. I'm going to have oral sex. But you don't think about the hand job anymore. And I think the hand job is a lost art. And we talked about the hand job. We gave great tips on yesterday's show. So check that out. If you're Friends with Benefits member, you can do that right now very easily. And I just think it's a nice accoutrement. I love to say that. After, it's not the only thing you should do, but it's a nice thing to do. You could use both hands, use lots of lube. Mm-hmm. And I think guys think it's awesome and it feels really good. I think many men would think that it felt very good. And I gave some ways how to do it. Menace disagrees because he thinks that guys give themselves hand jobs better.
If we did a
it's
poll.
Ridiculous.
If we did a poll, if a guy would prefer a hand job over a blow job.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying don't give a blow job. I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying if you had to put one against each other.
Oh, you'd probably want a blow job.
Yeah.
I already tell you the poll that would is what would win, but you don't want a blow job every single day.
Okay, how about this poll?
Oh,
this
maybe do.
Do this poll. Could a woman give a hand job better? See, now we have the poll now. Now people can just answer the question and just get it over with. Just get over with. Let's just. Just it's done. It's out of the
next
oven.
Week,
it's done.
What's the poll?
The poll is: can a woman give a hand job to a man better than a man can give to himself? That's the poll. Yes or no? That is it.
Maybe
put it up on
me.
The web. What do you mean? Maybe it has to be done. This needs to end.
No, hold on a minute. We've had this debate going on for like 16 years. Okay,
that will end it. The listeners will decide.
Okay, will you remind me what you just said? Okay, keep these. This is the thing. So we gave some tips yesterday on how to give good hand jobs, which you're going to have to go back and listen to. But there's some things I wanted you to keep in mind when giving a hand job. And number one is try talking dirty to him. Tell him how good his penis feels in your hands and that you want to see his hot load shoot up in the air. Something
to
that effect.
Sweet. Classy ladies.
I didn't write that. Think of new things to say to him to even get him more excited. Number two. Rhythm. Good hand techniques is like good music. When you find the right rhythm, you're on your way to creating a masterpiece. And a lot of times you can tell, like, watch him masturbate first. Do a night of mutual masturbation before you dive in for the hand job, because then you know what he does to make himself ejaculate, and you can, like, do a whole new twist on it. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Twist. Don't sigh or give facial expressions that you're tired or that you have to do this. Part of what is so stimulating for him is that you're loving it also, which is true with everything. It's true with oral sex. It's true with a lot of things. Like when a girl's giving you a blowjob and she's like, well, I guess gagging might be hot. But if she's like, looks annoyed or not into it, you don't want her doing it.
No.
Right? Number four, always remember this. If you don't know it already, if he's about to ejaculate, concentrate on the underneath tip area, since that is where most of his sensitive nerve endings are. Don't go down all the way on a shaft anymore. Rub the tip of his penis and keep rubbing until you get out that last drop. Is that true?
Yes.
Right. So, if
but then
about,
once the last drop is out, you need to stop because
right,
then it
like
hurts.
Run. Like I yeah. heard, like you're like drop the penis and run. Like yeah. don't touch it after you ejaculate because
it hurts a guy.
Right.
Like I'm not even playing. It there's physical pain for some reason.
Probably
I don't know why.
Need to.
Can we research that?
Why there's physical pain?
Why is there immediate physical pain?
Not all some men. Don't feel that way, but I say majority of men feel pain right after, if you touch his penis right after. That's why, like, right after performing oral sex, I usually just, like, stop because I'm like, oh, it's going to hurt him. But some guys are, like, down with you just touching it lightly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, nice caress.
No. You're done.
Okay.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done. You can leave now, actually. Yeah. And just don't let the door hit you in the ass.
You did your job. Now, you can take the 20 on the dresser and then you can leave.
Exactly. That's a nice menace. In fact, don't stop till he lets you know. Stopping during the crucial moment of him coming could ruin the whole thing for him.
Yes.
Have you ever had a girl like you're about to come and she stops?
Yes.
Isn't that a nightmare?
I know.
If I'm a dude, I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, keep going, keep going. Okay, learn from the master. Simply ask your lover to show how he likes to play with himself and he'll be sure to give you a pointer or two.
Yeah.
Don't you think you'd give someone a pointer? A girl? How to do it best?
Yeah. You definitely have the guide. I mean, you don't really have to do it too verbally. You can show them with your hand.
Right. Mutual masturbation is huge. And I think mutual masturbation is something that all couples should do. You watch each other masturbate. Either you masturbate each other or you watch each other masturbate. Watch her, like, rub her clitoris and or do whatever she does. And then learn. That's how you learn what makes her feel good. Mm-hmm. And same thing. Watch him masturbate. And you're like, oh, he uses his thumb this way. And then you could do it, but times 10 because you've got two hands and lube and it'll feel awesome.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you on Hand Job today. We didn't get to kissing, but we'll do it on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone.
I like kissing.
Yeah? So it's time to wrap up.
Okay.
Are you sad?
I'm sad.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And remember our contest, What Would You Give Up for Amazing Sex? Email me, tweet me, whatever, Sex with Emily, feedback at sexwithemily.com, tweet Sex with Emily, Facebook Sex with Emily, and vote on our poll and like our Facebook page and have an amazing weekend.
And listen to us on Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher Radio. We are hot on Stitcher right now. We're one of their top podcasts. So Stitcher, STITCHER. It's an app you can download for your iPhone, smartphone, any phone, and listen to our podcast so easily.
All right.
So do that. Love you, mean it. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.